You're listening to WYLL. I'm Chris Berube. Each month, WYLL sponsors a community cinema event where we screen a documentary at the Champaign Public Library. Tonight, we'll be showing the movie Revolutionary Optimists about a man named Amlan Ganguly who takes children in the slums of Kolkata and helps them to more than just survive. In the trailer, we see kids flapping like birds and building homes. These are children who are in the most desperate poverty, and yet with his help, they're finding joy.
I'm not showing them a dream world. I'm just saying that if you are focused, you can have your way.
Joining me in studio is Henry Ratcliffe, who organizes the community cinema events for WYLL. Henry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Always great to have you. So, Revolutionary Optimist. So, tell me a bit about the project that this man, Mr. Ganguly, is bringing out.
Well, by using many different things like theater, singing and dance, and education, he's helping the youth and the different groups that he's working with organize to improve different things in their community. They're getting wells and things built after having been promised things like that by the government for many, many years. They're finally organizing the people to make the government live up to some of the promises that they've done. The school that they've started has given the younger generation some hope so that they can try to change some of the conditions and the places that they live in.
It's so interesting because when you think about these children in this kind of desperate poverty, a program like this wouldn't seem like something that comes along very often, a program that helps them through theater, through dance, through all of these projects that some people might consider kind of frivolous or like soft, especially when they have all of these very significant social problems.
Well, one of the things is if the children aren't given opportunities to grow as children, many of them are railroaded into being adults way before they need to be. Many of them are working, trying to raise families at like 10, 11, and 12, and they totally miss the opportunity to grow up as children and to learn that there are many more things that are out there besides just getting married and raising a family. One of the thoughts from Mr. Ganguly is that he's trying to change the aspiration level of the children to believe that they deserve more than they're getting, even if their parents have given up the hope. And he's saying that if you want to start any change, to start with the children. And by giving the children this hope, it's doing great wonders in the neighborhoods that they're living in.
Now, when you say these children are growing up too fast, I mean, some people say, kids grow up too fast these days. But this is really serious. Like, these are children having babies, basically. People having babies, you know, under the age of 18 in some of these communities.
Right. He was noticing that in many of the communities, the girls are being married off at ages of 12, 13, and 14. And once they're married off at that age, they're having like 3, 4, and 5 children by the time they're 20. And so that doesn't leave them many opportunities because they immediately have to go into trying to raise that family and deal with that. And by giving the children other avenues for growth, as opposed to we just need to get married and raise this family, it's starting to change some of the conditions where they are.
Now, when you hear about, you know, a film about poverty, a film about slums, it sounds like it's going to be kind of a hard film to get through maybe, but this is like a really joyous movie, right?
It is, because of working with the children and giving them opportunities to be children. They're singing and there's dancing and they're learning songs that are teaching them things other than just the dance. Some of the songs are about some of their conditions. And by singing about those conditions, they bring them a little bit more to the surface. And it helps them think more about trying to not necessarily follow the path that they've seen everyone else follow and maybe try to lead a different path for themselves.
So, Henry, tell me about the event tonight. Who's going to be at tonight's panel?
We have three panelists on. Sally Carter is the founder and executive director of Tap In Leadership, and it's a group working with the youth in our community. Retisha Carter is the Youth Engagement Specialist for Access Initiatives, Youth Move, and they are also a group working with youth in the community. And Professor Suja Thomas from the College of Law is a research law professor and can give us some insights on life in India.
Well, Henry, it's always an interesting film that you show, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me, and hopefully we will get a good audience out tonight.
Absolutely. So that's The Revolutionary Optimist playing tonight at the Champaign Public Library. Thanks, Henry.
Thank you.
This is WYLL.